Well, why don't we shift gears for a second, unless, Commissioner, is there anything else you want to add on resource adequacy right now?
No, that sounds great.
Okay, good. So we had a specific question, and Warren is going to take this one for us. So we have had conference attendees express interest in hearing about temporary taps.
So it's when you get a drum. No, just joking. temporary taps. So one of the kind of underlying themes is the fact that newer technologies, they're changing the grid. The grid is changing at an increasingly rapid pace. One of the features of wind and solar in particular is that they can get built more quickly, especially solar, than some of our traditional thermal resources. You know, back in the day, you couldn't build a combined cycle in less than 3 years. It just so happened that you could easily construct transmission facilities to connect those resources to the grid in less than 3 years. So there really wasn't a critical path associated with the transmission facilities. Increasingly, with wind and solar facilities, you can construct them fairly quickly. What we're finding is resource developers are anxious to achieve a connection to the transmission system in a timeline in which the transmission service provider has difficulty providing a fully reliable connection to the grid. And so about a year ago, we realized that increasingly transmission service providers were talking to resource developers about, in essence, providing a unreliable connection to the grid. And from unreliable, what I specifically mean is that the resource entity itself, the new generation resource, would not have a fully breakered, separatable connection to the grid. There would still be breakers that the resource owner himself could separate from the grid, but there would not actually be breakers that the transmission service provider controlled that would separate the generator from the grid in event that the generator had some sort of a fault or some sort of an issue on their system. And so, in essence, what you're doing is you're putting a generator on the grid, and what you're saying is, if something happens at this generator, we're going to take that line out of service, the whole circuit out of service. Now, there's a problem with that because we all share this grid. And, you know, I believe open access requires, I've got an attorney here next to me, so he'll keep me straight. Open access requires us to provide service and to allow all the different participants to share the grid, but I don't believe that allows a certain party to reduce the reliability of another party from their connection to the grid. So especially the poster child for this was some temporary tap proposals on the few circuits that we have running into the lower Rio Grande Valley area. If you're familiar with the lower Rio Grande Valley area and its electric service, you will realize that there is a stability constraint on imports into the region, which is significantly diminished if one of the circuits is out of service. Puts us in a position where on peak summer days, if one of the circuits is out of service, we could have difficulty providing reliable service to all customers in that area. So the idea of having a temporary tap on these circuits that are running into the valley put us in a position of saying that really doesn't seem to us to be good standard industry practice. And so we are in a position now of, to the extent we can, not allowing future temporary taps onto the grid. There are currently some temporary taps on the grid that we are working with the transmission service providers to correct as quickly as possible.
I would add, I too am anxious, like a lot of your developers, to get the stuff on the grid as fast as possible. I think that's a great goal, and we're all working for that. But it is, you know, for fear of prejudging this issue, if the people at ERCOT tell me that, you know, this could black out the valley if a generator trips, I'm not waiting for the reply brief. I mean, that's bad serious. I'm very sympathetic with his concerns.
Okay, we're moving on to what is arguably edging in on resource adequacy to become the hottest topic.
Oh.
Energy storage. So there's a couple of things that I want to make sure we touch on in this conversation. So we have rulemaking at the commission looking at reliability services at the distribution and transmission level for batteries. And then we also have batteries on the generation side. And so I thought maybe, Commissioner, if you could talk a little bit about the rulemaking that's open and what you're seeing there. And then maybe, Warren, you can jump in and talk a little bit about the generation side and what's in the queue.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think the way McCall's divided is very helpful because that's certainly one of the ways I split it up in my head, which is we have these generation batteries, which is Warren's concern next. And then what our project, I think, is primarily focused on is how to use, you know, batteries can be very useful as a tool in transmission and distribution. And outside of Texas, they've been deployed that way in the NOEs inside of Texas. So, you know, our cities and our co-ops here that are vertically integrated have had success with batteries.